Welcome to Chapter 3 of Doing Ethics in Media, Theories and Practical Applications. Do you think of yourself as a professional? What does that even mean? Can media practitioners even be professional? And how does the history of media tie into all of this? These are some of the questions we ponder in Chapter 3 of Doing Ethics in Media. It's the second chapter related to the second question of our 5 W's and H list, Why Not Follow the Rules? The rules of being a mass communicator are tied to history, as well as to the government and society in which media operate. In fact, no matter the nation, it's true that media must be socially responsible to that nation's government, economics, and the culture in which they exist. Chapter 3's title is Media Traditions and the Paradox of Professionalism. Those two topics are distinct, but in some ways they're related. When we talk about media traditions, we're talking about how government influences mass media and how media influence government. We start with the four theories of the press model that you might remember from another class, and then we remind you that there are more than just four. No matter the theories, each approach has different rules regarding whether and how media practitioners are free to report, to influence, and to entertain. And no media anywhere have complete freedom to say or do whatever they want. Every society has rules. For better and for worse, the ethics decisions we make are influenced by the rules of the society and the government under which we operate. The second part of the question discusses what it means to be professional. When we ask the question, why not follow the rules, we're also thinking about the formal and informal rules of fellow communicators. Media practitioners are not true professionals, not like doctors or lawyers. You have to have a special set of knowledge, you have to take a test, and then follow the rules if you want to be a doctor or a lawyer. And if you break one of their rules, you can be disbarred or lose your medical license. That's different for mass communicators. We have no barriers to entry, and the codes of ethics for groups such as the Public Relations Society of America or the Society of Professional Journalists are voluntary. But in other ways, communicators act like professionals when they focus on serving the public, and when they think about the question, why not follow the rules?